Life Audio.
The Desire Jesus 1-Year Devotional is a daily devotional book that I spent over a year creating. It's a great resource to have on hand at the start of the year, but it's set up so that you can start reading it whenever you'd like. Each devotion includes scripture, exposition, personal application, and a demonstration of how every portion of God's Word is pointing our hearts toward trusting in Jesus. If you'd like to pick up a copy for yourself or several copies to give as gifts, you'll find the link in this episode's description. You can also find the Desire Jesus 1-Year Devotional at Amazon.com and other major booksellers. You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by Proverbs chapter 6, verses 9 through 11, which says, "How long will you lie there, O sluggard? When will you arise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come upon you like a robber, and want like an armed man." Rest is a good thing. Physically speaking, it's healthy for our bodies to receive adequate rest. Spiritually speaking, we're reminded that our souls find perfect rest, perfect peace, and perfect contentment in Christ. Healthy forms of rest are great investments we can make in our well-being. But what happens when we distort the blessing of rest and make it into an excuse for laziness? To one degree or another, this is something we've all probably wrestled with. The truth is, our time on this earth is very brief, and we haven't been given this time to merely observe others using their gifts and talents while we spend decades staring from the sidelines. The moment you trusted in Jesus, you were equipped to get in the game. You were supernaturally enabled to accomplish the mission Christ foreordained for your life. How are you going to spend today? Will you sit on your hands, or will you get in motion? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege that it is to be able to read it together today. And Lord, we're grateful for this admonition that you give to us from the book of Proverbs as you challenge us not to be lazy sluggards. You challenge us to be people who get moving. You challenge us to be people who have a work ethic that honors you, and you teach us that there's value in that. Lord, we know that by nature, we can be lazy. By nature, we can easily prefer to just sit around and do nothing. And Lord, we recognize that there are times when our bodies and our minds need rest. But that's not what this scripture is addressing. This scripture is addressing a pattern of laziness that overtakes a person's life. Then all of a sudden they find out that they don't have the things that they wish that they had. And maybe even some of the things that they would say they need to have. You tell us that laziness can lead to poverty, and certainly laziness isn't something that honors you. So, Lord, we pray that you would help us to use the talents and the gifts and the strength and the energy that you've granted to us to do what you've called us to do, to work hard where you've opened up the door for us to work hard, to care for our families, to generously even meet the needs of others. And we pray that as we do so, that we would have the intent to honor you because of the work you've accomplished for us through your Son, Jesus Christ. We're grateful that you are an active God. You work for us, you provide for us, and you invite us to follow your example. Thank you for challenging us from this portion of your word today. We commit this day to your care, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Have you ever attempted to read the entire Bible? Did you do it, or did you only make it part way? I'm John Stonge, and I host a podcast that will make it possible for you to make it through the entire Bible one chapter at a time. I've been hosting the Chapter a Day Audio Bible Podcast since 2015, and every single day of the week, I read one chapter of Scripture, then follow that up with a time of prayer. And if you're looking for daily insights and inspiration directly from God's Word, I hope you'll give the Chapter a Day Audio Bible a listen. You can find it at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.